Both Pennsylvania and Delaware are among the top 10 states in terms of residents over the age of 65, which means big numbers of people in our region are ready for retirement. WHYY's Nicole Leonard took a trip to Klein Life, a community center in Northeast Philadelphia. The nonprofit runs programs that are attracting more retirees.
Klein Life is buzzing with all kinds of activities for mind and body. In a large room, more than 30 people are taking a Tai Chi-inspired exercise class.
Strong breath in. Just explode.
Across the hall, in a small library, about a dozen others are playing a trivia game.
What casino game features an insurance line?
Craps.
No.
Blackjack.
I thought it was craps too, yeah. But no, it's blackjack.
And in the basement, a small group is setting up easels and arranging paintbrushes. One participant has sketched a portrait of a woman in a spring hat.
I really textured her flowers.
Yeah. No,
so I think it'll be.
Klein Life Active Adult Program Director Andrea Kimmelheim says these types of programs are attracting more early retirees, people in their 60s and 70s. They offer opportunities to be social.
And to try new things that maybe they've never done before, and to just keep themselves as active as possible, as long as possible.
70-year-old Raydeen Thomas Adams of Northeast Philly says coming to the center helps her stay busy, which has been the key to enjoying her retirement from careers in administration and finance.
And it's good to my heart, too, and to other people, you know, to greet people and people want to see you and see that you're getting along and doing, too, you know, that it can be done.
Studies show that being social is associated with a lower risk of depression and isolation and better cognitive health as people age. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.